counting a forfeit when Mount Pleasant didn't want to play a district foe in a tournament, the Wildcats basketball team ended up winning 2 and losing 2 in a Roy City tournament this past weekend. The Wildcats are now 3-3. And I talked with Wildcats basketball coach Clark Cipolletta Monday morning.
Well, tell us a little bit about the tournament in Roy City. Had several games in that one.
Yes, sir. We played Roy City first game, and basically we didn't really show up for that game in the first half, and we kind of dug ourselves a hole. Started playing better the second half, but they're a good team, and once they got a lead on us, we couldn't really catch up. The second game we played Frisco Independence, had a good game against them, ended up beating them by 10 or so. Kane Cody, he had a big game. He had 30. Felt like he should have scored 50. I mean, he had a huge mismatch down low, so we exploited that, and everything started to work better for us. And then we played a good Wally East team the last day of the tournament, and I mean, they lit it up. I think they shot 85% from the three-point line. Ooh. Everything they threw up went in, but I mean, that's not an excuse. We just our defense wasn't to par as I would like it to be. So they beat us by 30 or so, but we had opportunities to score. We blew a lot of layups. I think we shot like 27% from the field. So it was just a rough day all around. So
There was supposed to be one final game, but that one got.
Yes, sir. We're going to play Mount Pleasant for the ninth and tenth place game, and ended up the coach didn't want to play. I guess it's a district game, so he kind of just wanted to wait. So I understood.
Okay. And next up now is a rematch with Roy City. It was a big win for them in front of their lunch crowd and all that kind of stuff. Hopefully our crowd will turn out and give you a good boost on the rematch.
Right, yes, sir. They had a good crowd show up, and they definitely feeded off of that. So hopefully we can return the favor and feed off of our crowd and get us a W.
Team making the progress you're looking for? I know it's very early.
At times we are. We show moments of good and then moments of bad. Like I said, we're still young. We have freshmen, a lot of sophomore guards, very little experience. I think there's just two guys who actually have played a full season for us, you know, in the past. So we're really inexperienced, kind of still learning, you know, their roles as players. So just the more they play, the more they'll grow. So definitely improving. So.
What can the crowd expect from Roy City? Are they an up-tempo style?
They get after it. They press a little bit. Their press didn't really hurt us, so I don't know how much they will do that. But, they'll get it down court. They'll shoot it quick. Their little point guard, number 11, small frame kid, he did really well. I think he had about 30 on us, so we'll look into stopping him. They had some other athletes, and hopefully, you know, we'll counter that. So.
KSST Sports.